ever walk into like an art gallery, you know, and just kind of feel nothing. Like you're supposed to be getting something out of that abstract sculpture, but it just feels kind of cold, distant. Well, today we're diving into a project that's using technology to kind of bridge that gap between, you know, the artist, the art, and like you, the viewer.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to be looking at this research paper. It's about an art installation called Phantom Undulations. Imagine like an egg-shaped sculpture, almost like organic looking, with light coming from inside. But here's the twist. The way the light moves is actually controlled by the artist's biofeedback, like their heartbeat, their breathing, even those tiny skin responses you get when you're feeling emotional.
Wait, really? So the artist could be like miles away and their body is basically what conducting this whole art experience in real time.
Exactly. They created this special wristband that picks up all that biofeedback data and sends it straight to the sculpture. It's almost like the artist is physically there inside the art, even when they're far away.
So instead of using paint or clay or whatever, this artist is basically using their own internal state, like how they're feeling, as the material. That's wild. What's that even look like?
Okay, so picture this. The light in the sculpture, it might pulse like gently in time with the artist's heartbeat, or it might shift and change color based on how they're breathing. So it's like this visual representation of what's going on inside them, almost like seeing their emotions projected onto the sculpture.
Wow. So it's like you get this window into someone else's like emotional landscape. Does it get like more intense than that?
Oh, yeah, it definitely does. And this is where it gets really cool. The researchers, they didn't just stop at light. They actually added sound to the installation, too. And they were really, really intentional about the way they did it.
Sound. You mean like if the artist is having a super chill, relaxed day, the sculpture is going to be playing spa music. And if they're stressed out, we're all going to feel it.
You're getting the idea. They actually took inspiration from musical counterpoint, you know, that idea of weaving together different melodies. So like imagine the artist's heartbeat is one melody line, their breathing is another. And all of that combines to create this really complex sonic like tapestry, right?
So it's not just a simple thing like faster heartbeat equals faster music. It's more, I don't know, more nuanced and layered than that.
Exactly. Think about how like a composer, someone like Bach, how they weave all these independent melodies together in a fugue. And it makes this really rich, interconnected piece of music, right? This is kind of similar, but instead of using instruments, it's the artist's own body that's driving the music.
So it's like not just, you know, mimicking how fast their heart's beating. It's more like each thing, like their pulse, their breathing, it's like its own instrument in this crazy orchestra, right? But how does that even work, like technically? How do you turn like a feeling into an actual sound?
You're spot on. That's exactly how to think about it. It's really about capturing these like super subtle cues, the ones our bodies are always giving off, even when we don't realize it. Remember how we were talking about those tiny electrical changes in your skin when you're nervous, like your palms get sweaty before a big presentation?
Yeah, totally.
Well, this technology, it's picking up on those same changes, but instead of just, you know, making you sweat, it's actually driving the art itself.
Okay, so it's like reading those little signs of emotion that we can't even control. That's kind of freaky, but also really cool.
Mm.
So it's picking up on all this stuff, but then what? How does it go from like data to actual art?
Right. So that's where this really clever software comes in. It's like the translator between those raw biofeedback signals, all that data, and the art you actually see and hear. And the researchers, they were really deliberate about like how different things would show up. So say, for example, those subtle skin responses we talked about, those could actually control how high or low the sounds are.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So a calm state of mind might mean you hear these lower, mellower tones, while a sudden, you know, wave of anxiety can make the sounds go way up high, maybe even kind of jarring.
Whoa. Okay, now I'm really starting to get it.
Yeah.
So it's like the sculpture is like breathing with the artist, right?
Yeah.
And you're kind of listening in on this super personal, intimate experience. What about the heartbeat? Does that control the rhythm of the music?
It can. But again, it's way more complex than just a simple one-to-one thing. It's not like one beat equals one note or anything. Think of it more like this. The heartbeat might affect how long a sound lasts, or it might throw in these little subtle changes to the rhythm. And even though you might not realize it, your brain's picking up on those tiny details, and it connects you to the emotion behind the piece.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah. Like this whole other level of communication is happening that you don't even consciously notice. Instead of just like looking at a sculpture, you're getting this like visceral experience of what the artist is feeling right now. I mean, that's incredible, but it's also kind of unnerving at the same time, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. And it really forces us to rethink what we think we know about art and about connection. You know, like, if I can pick up on your anxiety, your joy, your peace, just by experiencing this piece of art with you, haven't we, like, gotten over something that's usually really hard to do?
100%. It's like this totally new form of, I don't know, artistic empathy or something.
Yeah.
But what about us, the audience? Are we just supposed to stand here and watch the artist's emotions, like, play out? Or can we actually, like, participate somehow?
You know, that is a question the researchers are super interested in. They're imagining this future where the audience, they'd wear biofeedback sensors too. So, like, picture this. Your own emotional response to the art, it could actually, like, interact with the artwork itself in real time. It could, like, blend in with what the artist is putting out.
Wait, hold on. So you're saying, like, how I'm feeling could actually change the art, too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just one way. It's like a back and forth, a collaboration between everybody in the room.
Exactly. I love that.
Yeah, the possibilities are really kind of mind-blowing. Imagine, like, this whole room full of people, everyone hooked up to this artwork, and all their emotions are coming together to create this constantly shifting, changing symphony of light and sound. It becomes this really powerful statement about, like, shared experiences and how we're all connected, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
Now that's what I'm talking about. It's not just about, like, passively looking at art anymore. It's about actually being a part of this shared emotional experience.
Yeah.
That really does change how we even think about what art can be. But, okay, I'm curious. Is this something we might see outside of a gallery setting too? Like, could this biofeedback technology be used for other things? I mean, this could go way beyond art, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm picturing therapy, healthcare, even stuff we haven't thought of yet.
Absolutely. It has huge potential in tons of fields. Take therapy, for instance. Imagine a therapist being able to actually see what their patient's feeling.
Yeah, like a visual representation of their emotional state right there in the room with them.
Exactly. It'd be like a whole new layer of understanding, even if the patient's having trouble putting it into words.
Right, like sometimes you just don't know how to say it.
Yeah.
But this could bridge that gap.
And think about things like monitoring chronic illnesses. Instead of relying on someone to remember how they've been feeling, what if we could get those subtle clues straight from their body?
That would be revolutionary, especially for folks who struggle to communicate what they're feeling. Early detection could make such a difference, too. But I gotta say, with all this talk about turning emotions into data, it makes you wonder about, well, the ethics of it all.
You're right to bring that up. It's something we need to be really careful about as this tech gets more advanced. Privacy, responsible use, all those big questions come into play.
Totally. Okay, so back to phantom undulations. Is this something we might see in a gallery sometime soon?
They're working on it, making it even more, I don't know, intricate and playing around with all sorts of cool ideas. They're really excited about that multi-sensory thing we talked about.
Oh, yeah, with the sculptures all over the world.
Yeah, imagine that. You walk through a gallery, and it's like you can feel a wave of shared emotion. And it's not just the artist. It's everyone in the room.
Whoa. That's, like, next level stuff.
It really makes you think about the future of, well, everything. Art, connection, even just how we understand each other in this whole digital world.
It really does. So next time you're in a museum, staring at some artwork and wondering what the artist was going for, maybe, just maybe, you'll actually be able to feel it.
Wouldn't that be something?
It really would. This was a trip. Really makes you think. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into phantom undulations and the wild world of biofeedback and art. Can't wait to see where it goes from here. And until next time, keep those brains buzzing.